In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are approaching the end of our Advent journey. As we reflect on the weeks gone by, we recall that this has been a period of preparation, preparing our hearts to receive our Lord in the celebration of His birth at Christmas. It has been a time not only of preparation, but also of renewal, renewing within ourselves our commitment to detach from this world and attach ourselves to our Father, to deepen our spiritual walk with Christ, and to allow the Holy Spirit to work within us so that we may share with those who are less fortunate. This preparation for Christmas that we call Advent, however, has a deeper meaning, as we are reminded by the gospel reading today, which speaks of the end times. It might seem a bit misplaced to reflect on Christ's second coming when we are just days away from celebrating His birth. But the two are marvelously connected. Some years ago, a widowed woman began to assess the items that she had accumulated in her garage over the years. And one of the items that she reflected on was her mother's dining room set. It was old and worn. It was scratched, and the varnish was peeling. It was certainly not in a state to be used in a dining room. And so it sat in her garage, bearing the weight of boxes, the contents of which she had forgotten long ago. As she looked at the table, it struck her that this had once been a beautiful table. She could still remember it with her mother's fancy tablecloth set for Christmas dinner. And then she had an idea. She called her son on the phone to explain to him her idea of refinishing the table and ask if he would agree to help. Reluctantly, he agreed, and they set a time every Saturday morning when they would meet and work on refinishing the table, the chairs, and the matching hutch. Over a six-month period, they met for 2 hours every Saturday and worked until the table had been completely restored to its former glory. The chair seats were reupholstered, and at last they moved the table, the hutch, and the chairs into their place in the woman's home. What the son had done by helping his mother to restore the table was out of love for her. It was for her delight. But you see, as he toiled in scraping the varnish and sanding the wood and repairing the cracks and dents, he simply did not realize that one day it would be his table. But indeed, that day came when his mother left this world. And along the way, he found in her affairs a note that specifically instructed the family that the table was to be his. Although unaware at the time, the preparations the young man had completed in restoring the table were actually preparations that would have a twofold meaning. First, they served to restore the table, to spend time with his mother, and to give her something in which she delighted. But they had a second meaning, in that it created for him a lasting heirloom, something by which he could remember his mother. In the same fashion, brothers and sisters, our preparation during Advent has a twofold meaning. It prepares us not only to receive Christ at Christmas, but it helps prepare our spirits to welcome Him when He comes again. This meaning is a more enduring spiritual meaning that impacts our lives. And that is why the church proposes for us this reading from the gospel today. It is in this way that our entire lives should be lived in a spirit of Advent, a spirit of preparation, a spirit of renewal, and a spirit of readiness. In his discourse with the apostles, our Lord says that when he comes again, it will be like a flash of lightning from one side of the sky to the other. In other words, it will occur so swiftly that there will be no time for us to get ready. Our time to get ready is now. His words here have multiple layers of meaning. On a personal level, we do not know the day and hour of our own death, that day when we will meet the Lord. On a deeper level, mankind does not know the day and hour in which Christ our Lord will return in glory for the final judgment. So in this way, his words signify that we must be ready at all times. We must be ready now. If we compare our lives to the old table in the woman's garage, and if we are honest with ourselves, we can see that we too have imperfections, that perhaps we may not be ready to enter the presence of our Lord. The table's appearance had been marred. It had been scratched by a knife that had wandered off the plate. It had been stained by a casserole dish too hot for the varnish to withstand. It had been dented when one of the children dropped a hammer on the tabletop while helping his father with chores. So we too have been spiritually marred by the times that we have fallen short. For the times we have placed greater importance on the material goods of this world than on the spiritual goods of our heavenly home. For the times we have neglected our communion with God. The times when we have not been our brother's keeper. So Advent is indeed a season in which we take time to specifically focus on these areas of our lives and to improve them. But the beauty of the efforts that we undertake now is that they will help us in our journey to God, and in this way bring us closer to the inheritance that God has planned for his elect. The season of Advent can be summed up in three words: Come, Lord Jesus. We look to the past to see the infant placed in the manger in swaddling clothes. And at the same time, we look to the future to see the divine man, Jesus Christ, coming in great glory and majesty. You see, our journey through Advent is indeed one of preparation. In the gospel, Christ speaks somewhat in riddles. We cannot easily understand what his words mean in the passage we read today. Certainly, theologians have debated the meaning of these words and have come to inconsistent conclusions as to what they truly mean. After 2,000 years, we're perhaps no closer to a consensus on the end times than was the early church. But what is clear is that one day the end will come for each of us, and at that time we will encounter our Lord. Our Lord speaks today of tribulation, and we know that tribulation will come. Christ says that the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. He says that the stars will fall from the skies and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Our Lord presents a pretty bleak picture of what we are to expect before he returns in glory. From this, we know and we can be certain that the time of his coming will be foreshadowed by great suffering. Our focus must be readiness. Our focus must be being prepared. And again, here is a twofold meaning. We must be prepared not only to endure the suffering that is to come without losing our faith, But we must be prepared to endure the times of personal suffering that we must endure during this lifetime. Perhaps it's the loss of a loved one, the pain of a long illness, or the suffering of poverty. Whatever the suffering, our spiritual lives must be prepared to endure the trials that are put in front of us. For this reason, our Lord does speak plainly here in these verses, not in riddles, on three specific points. First, he says his coming will be swift, like lightning. Second, he says that his word is true and that he will come again. And third, he says that he will come when we do not expect him. In other words, brothers and sisters, yes, Christ will return. His return will be swift, and we will not expect him. The clear message then for us is that we must be ready. We must become a people whose spirit is a spirit of Advent, of preparation, of readiness. My dear brothers and sisters, in the preparation that we make to celebrate the birth of our Lord, we can see a deeper meaning, and that we truly prepare ourselves for that day when we will see him face to face. The young man labored on the furniture out of love for his mother, and in doing so, he created for himself an heirloom. May the preparations we undertake during this Advent season abide with us not only as we celebrate Christmas, but may they become enduring spiritual disciplines to ready us for the eternal inheritance that Christ has prepared for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.